Good evening, Quaker Nation. I want to give you a quick update this Friday. Hope everyone had a great week. This was quite a busy week for us, really digesting and working with so many people across this county and throughout the state to truly understand the guidance and the documents given to us by the Ohio Health Department and the Ohio Department of Education. And so a lot of great work was done to really start to put the plan that we've been working on and preparing for, really since COVID started, for this responsible restart for us here, coming here in August, that we are ready. We are ready for it. The plan is coming together really well, but it's taking some time to really understand the guidance and to make sure that we apply it to what's best for here in New Philadelphia. Really would encourage you, if you've not yet, please make sure you fill out the survey that we're asking you to do. There's the link on the screen there. If you're not, if this is on the podcast and you're hearing it, you'll be able to see it through our website, through Twitter, Facebook. You can click on that link and make sure you take that survey. It's helping us form, just like some of the other ones did, so we can make the right decisions and we can hear a little bit about where you're coming from as things have changed so much from March, April, May, and now we find ourselves in July and preparing for that school year. Look forward to us finalizing this plan. And what it will have is a plan A, B, C, and always there's gonna be that choice option for you as a family to make the decision for what's best for you. That virtual option, our virtual academy option, is gonna be available to you at all times. And I think it's a great option for many families in many different situations. But we'll have those plans and we'll be able to articulate those. And the goal is that the board would adopt that plan at its July 20th board meeting. And then that way we would then have meetings to try to articulate and explain the plans, answer questions, and then also to have those more in-depth conversations about what the virtual academy option is. So that way, August 3rd, people can make the choice of if the virtual academy is what's best for them or the in-person plan is what's best for them. So we are continuing to work on that. So a lot of stuff is coming, especially the week of the 20th. Look for different dates of meetings and things like that. Most likely with the way the orders are still, they're probably going to be virtual meetings, Zoom-type meetings, live, maybe Facebook Live, not quite sure, but look for those dates being pushed out here next week as we continue to fine-tune the plan and make sure that we're getting the guidance from all the public health experts in the health departments and across the state to help us form that plan to be the best educationally, because this whole plan is revolving around what is best for the health and safety of all, our students, faculty and staff, the community as a whole. We're also trying to balance that need of the social emotional health of everybody, as well as the educational needs. It is a lot of balancing. It's a lot of challenging decisions, but we're embracing this challenge. We're embracing the challenges that we have, and we know, and that we're going to be ready, that we're prepared, that New Philadelphia will be prepared for a great school year, because our plan is flexible, adaptable, and it's going to be able to adjust to anything that's thrown our way. Anything COVID can throw our way, anything legislatively that can come our way, we can adjust and provide an amazing education for your child. So your child is supported, the teachers are supported to be able to provide that education, that Quaker experience that we all know and love. But we're embracing this challenge. We're looking at the positives. We're finding the positives in everything that we can do here in order so we can have a successful experience for our children. We know that they only have one time in fourth grade. They only have one time being, my daughter is only going to be a sophomore once. My other daughter was only going to have eighth grade once. And we know how important these experiences are. And we want to make sure it is its best on all aspects. And so we're working hard to finalize those plans. So thank you for your patience, because we want a well-informed plan, a quick plan. We all want answers. I get it. I do too. But a well-thought-out plan that's vetted by professionals, vetted by the experts, and that is flexible and adaptable and adjustable to this ever-changing situation that keeps your child at the forefront and gives you choice is key. And so we want to make sure it is done and done right. And again, the goal is that we'll be able to announce that after the board adopts it on the July 20th board meeting. Thank you for all that you're doing. Thank you for keeping our kiddos at the forefront of all that you do. Thank you for embracing this challenge with us. And as always, go Quakers.